الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Today, inshallah, we're going to do round two of Zikr. We've already done one session on the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we did one ayat of the Quran. And today, inshallah, we're going to look at the second, perhaps one of the most famous ayat about remembrance of Allah ta'ala in the Quran. It's a very short ayah, only two words, but the meanings of this ayah are very, very deep. So this word dhikr, which means the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this can be done in two different ways. A person can remember Allah with their tongue. For example, a person might say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, or Istighfar. That's one meaning. And the second meaning is that a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their heart. They're silently remembering the name of Allah in their heart, or they're thinking about Allah inside their heart. And the difference is that the Prophet said that a person, when they remember Allah in their heart, that's 70 times more meritorious, 70 times more afzal than the zikr of the tongue. And practically also there is a benefit that a person can remember Allah in their heart and they can use their tongue to work. And the best would be that a person can remember Allah in their heart and also they do izhar, they manifest that with their tongue. So either way, a person should try to remember Allah in their heart or with their tongue. And the benefit is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify their heart. Everything there is a polish, and the polish of the heart of a person is the remembrance of Allah. A person gets a qalbi salim. When the heart becomes pure, then the next thing happens, which is that they have itminan in their heart. They have softness in their heart. They have pleasure, they feel pleasure and sweetness in their ibadah. Like they feel that solace and tranquility inside their heart. And we have done this ayah before also, that Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub, that only and only in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find that itminan, that peace, tranquility and rest. And when this itminan comes in the heart, a third thing happens, which is now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's muhabbat enters into the heart. When a person is remembering Allah all the time and they're remembering and thinking about Allah in their heart, then gradually their heart will be softened. It softens the heart and their heart is now inclined towards the muhabbah of Allah, towards the love for Allah. Because this is principle of love, that the more and more you think about something or think about someone, then you have attachment for that individual. So the more and more you remember someone, the more and more your heart feels love for that person. So in the same way, when a person remembers Allah more and more in their heart, all those kayfiyat of alienation and wahshat, it goes away, and a person develops an attachment with Allah. They begin to develop some connection with Allah. Their muhabbat for Allah begins to increase in their heart. And not only the muhabbat for Allah increases in their heart, but when they're remembering, and while they're remembering Allah, Allah becomes their companion. Allah is with them. Allah, like, it's like what you call in Arabic, ham nashin or ham jalis, that you have a sitting companion, you're sitting with your friend, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for as long as a person is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're getting the sohbat of Allah. So one thing in our deen is to get the sohbat, the company of righteous people, sadiqin, that we've already done. Question comes that how can a person get the sohbat of Allah? Is it really possible? And the answer is yes, it's actually possible in our deen to get the sohbat, to get the company of Allah. And the way to get that company of Allah is to remember Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a revelation to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that ana jalisum man zakarani, that I am the jalis, I'm with that person, sitting with that person was sitting to remember me. So this is, a person gets the sohbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Person puts themselves in the company, in the presence of Allah. And naturally, when a person is with Allah, they're spending time with Allah, then whatever wasawis and insinuations from shaitan or nafs, they're not able to touch that person. So that person, in other ways, they purify their thinking, they purify their thoughts, and they're able to save themselves from all such khayalat, buri khayalat, all such bad thoughts. So this is like a protective shield, like a defense mechanism against the attacks of shaitan. Their thinking becomes pure, their thoughts become pure, and they're leading their life in that remembrance, in that closeness, in that love that they have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now when we come to this ayat of the Quran, like I said, it's two words, but we have to open up these two words. Allah says, Fazkuruni, that if you remember me, if you do dhikr of me, azkurukum, then I will remember you. Sometimes people say, right, that I just said two words and I was able to explain everything in two words. So this is also one of those ayat of the Quran, within two words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us the whole haqiqat, the reality of what a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is supposed to be like. Literal translation is that you remember me and I will remember you. That if we remember Allah in our heart, with our tongue, we remember the name of Allah, we remember Allah with ibadat, with ita'at, with good actions, acts of worship, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. And this is something which we need to understand. That what's the reality? How does Allah remember us? Right? Then when you remember me, I will remember you. So one example is that sometimes we say to our friends that, look, my child is getting a job and he's getting a job in your place. So khayal rakhna, right? Just take care. Just remember my child. Now, when we are saying to that person to remember my child, so we're not saying that take the name of my child over and over again, right? We mean that when the time comes to make a decision, be considerate, right? Be affectionate, be open-hearted, right? Have an open heart. So in other words, when you decide in favor of my child. So that's what Allah is saying, that you remember me, then when I will decide about you, decide about your risk, decide about your decisions of life, then I will favor you. I will give you newer tawfiq to be able to do more and more acts of ibadah. So there are six different ways in which we can understand this ayah of the Quran. First way, Allah says that if you remember me, I will remember you, means that if you remember me on this earth, on this farsh, then I will remember you on the arsh. And this comes in a hadith also, that hadith al-Qudsi, in fact, that when my servant, they remember me inside their heart, they're remembering me inside their heart, then I'm going to remember them inside my heart. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking. And if they remember me inside a gathering in a mehfil, then I'm going to remember them in a better gathering, which is the gathering of angels. So now if you think about this, that when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this earth, Allah is going to remember that individual on the arsh. And Allah is going to go and remember that person even more than our remembrance. That's why it comes that if you come to me a handspan, وَإِنْ أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَا, that my rahmat will come to you racing or fleeing. So that's one meaning. Then second meaning, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ, that if you remember me with ita'at, if you obey me, if you remember me by obeying my acts, then I am going to put makhluk and they will obey you. In other words, that if you obey me, then the makhluk, my creation, will obey you. If you do ita'at of me, then makhluk will do ita'at of you. They will obey, they will listen to your command. And this is another thing that we see in the life of the early Muslims, that they became obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, the whole makhluk became obedient to them. And on the other hand, when a person becomes disobedient, then other people also start disobeying them. So there's a very famous tabi'i who said that whenever I disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my life during a day, then I used to notice that during that same day, some people who were below me or who were underneath me or working under me, one of them would disobey me. Any my matahit, people under me, they would disobey me. And sometimes my children would disobey me. Sometimes my helper, my servant would disobey me. And sometimes even the horse or the camel or the donkey on which I used to travel, that donkey would refuse me, would disobey me. So this is like consequence. When we obey Allah, then Allah puts makhluk under our obedience. And the converse is also true. So when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through ita'at, right, they're remembering Allah, Allah puts makhluk and they obey that person. And their hukum, their command is then applied on this earth. So for example, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would be able to command the earth and the fire and wind and air, these four elements. So for example, once there was a fire in Medina Munawwara and some Sahabi came and mentioned that news to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, here, take my blanket, this chadr, this cloth that I have, and use this to extinguish that fire. And it comes that the Sahabi used that cloth and he literally hit the fire with that cloth and finally extinguished it. It went back to where it came from. So the hukum was followed by the fire, was obeyed by that fire. Second, water. Very famous story that once the river Nile, it stopped flowing and the Muslim governor sent a message to Sayyidina Umar that the river has stopped flowing. And the custom here is that they normally offer a huge sacrifice. And now we cannot offer that because we have brought Islam here and this cannot be acceptable practice under the rule of Islam. So what should we do? So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote a letter addressed to that river in which he said that, O River Nile, if you flow according to your own wish and desire, then you have the choice whether you want to flow or not flow. However, if you flow according to the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I, Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, command you to flow. And he told that governor that put this piece of paper inside the water. And when that piece of paper was placed inside that water, Nile started to flow. It started to flow at a very high height. So the river, the water used to obey the command of Sayyidina Umar. Likewise, once there was an earthquake, the beginning of an earthquake in Medina Munawwara, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was ascending the pulpit, the mimbar, and he had the asa, the stick in his hand, and he immediately hit the ground with that stick and said that, O earth, why are you trembling? Has Umar ever done any injustice upon you? And he said this, and the earth became stationary. Even the earth used to follow the command of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. And air is left. So once there was a Muslim army who were thousands of miles away. They were fighting against the enemies. And the enemies, they were plotting to attack them from behind a mountain. And the Muslim, the commander-in-chief, he wasn't careful about what will happen, right? So he wasn't guarding that area in the battlefield. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was far away in Madinah Munawwara, thousands of miles away. And he was again ascending the minbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the opened up that scene in front of him. And he saw that the enemy is about to attack from behind the mountain. So in Madinah Munawwara, he just said that, Ya Sariya al-Jabal, the commander's name was Sariya, that, O Sariya al-Jabal, Jabal means mountain, and he be wary of the mountain. And he said those words, and the air, the wind, took those words and carried it thousands of miles away, took it to the ear of that commander, and that commander, he realized that the mountain, and then he was able to take he was able to defend the Muslims from that side. So even the air would also follow the command of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That's why whoever does ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the tips of their hair to the soles of their feet, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts makhluk at their ita'at, at their service. They issue a command and makhluk will be able to, will follow their command. There's so many stories about this. Once there was another sahabi by the name of Hazrat Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala an, who had an army with him, Muslim army, sahaba, and they drove their horses into the rivers of Iran. And then when they reached the other side, Hazrat Sa'd, he asked his people to check your belongings and see, is there anything missing? And one sahabi said that, my cup is missing. My cup that I use for drinking water, it's missing. And he said that he commanded that river, that, oh river, this fala cup is missing. We want that cup back. And all those people saw that one wave came and gave them their cup. The cup landed at the shore. Hazrat Uqba bin Nafir rahmatullahi, he was sent to Africa. And he had to spend one night in the jungle of Africa with all these animals. So the people were scared, but Hazrat Uqba radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a tabi, he made an announcement in the jungle that whatever animals are here, they should evacuate. Normally in zoo or in jungle, the right of way belongs to animals. You are sort of a visitor, they have the right. But here he made an announcement that whatever animals are here should evacuate. We want to spend one night here, and we are the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. It wasn't a request, it was a command. And it's written that they saw the wild animals were clutching their cubs in their mouth and they were moving away. They were evacuating. Hazrat Sheikh Abdul Wahab Sherani rahmatullah, he's a pious person who passed in this ummah. He once had he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, if you bless me with Jannah, Allah, I want to know that who will be my companion, my wife in Jannah. And he was told that there is this person in this area, and you can go and you can see her. So he went there. There was a woman by the name of Maimuna. And he went there and he saw something ajeeb, that she had some animals around her. She was herding some animals, like goat and sheep, and she was sitting underneath the tree and in the shade of a tree, and the animals were roaming around her, and then a few meters away there were some wolf, and they were also just sitting and watching. They weren't attacking these animals, and this was quite stunning, so, and something which she wasn't able to understand. So he came and he asked her that, he asked her two things. That one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me that you will be my companion in Jannah. So she said that promise is for Jannah, not for this world. And then the second thing he asked is that I was not able to understand that the wolf are watching and your animals are here and they're not coming here and attacking. And she said that this is very easy to understand. From the day That day, ever since I reconciled with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these wolves, they have reconciled with my animals. Yani I reconciled, I did sulah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ever since then, these wolves are not attacking, they're not harming my animals. So the second way through which we understand this ayat of the Quran is that if we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we obey the command of Allah, then our command will be issued, will be followed by those people under us. Right? Allah will put makhluk, muti. We become muti of Allah, makhluk will become our muti. Then, third meaning is fazkuruni azkurkum, that you give me izzat. Allah says that you give me izzah, you honor me. Azkurukum, I will give you izzah. I will honor you. So whoever gives honor to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also honors that individual. Very famous story about Bashar Hafi, who was drinking alcohol, worked in the police department, and he was an addict, right? He couldn't live one day without alcohol. So one day in that state of intoxication, he was walking on the street and he saw a piece of paper on the ground on which it was written the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even though he was intoxicated, he picked up that piece, he wiped it, cleaned it, put some fragrance on it, and then kept it at a high place on the wall. He gave izzat to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That day he had a dream in which he heard a voice which said to him, that, O Bashar Hafi, you gave izzat to our name, we will give izzat to your name. And he went on to make complete tawbah of his sins and went on to become one of the famous awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, fazkuruni azkurkum, that you remember me at the time of saving yourself from sin. You remember me, and as that remembrance, you save yourself from sin, from masiyah. And then when you are in some musibah, I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will save you, will remember you. So the two words here, masiyah and musibah. Masiyah means sin. That you remember me, Allah says, fazkuruni, if you remember me at the time of saving yourself from sins and masiyah, azkurukum, then I will remember you when you are in some musibah, in some difficulty. And the most, we have a very beautiful example of this in the story of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, that he, there came a test upon him, that he was inside that room in the palace, and the woman, and not just some ordinary woman, she was the wife of the Aziz Misr, of the ruler. She is inviting him towards sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that whole story in the Quran, that she locked the door and she adorned herself and beautified herself. And she then initially tried to ask, seduce him. And then that didn't work out, so she said that, I'm going to force you to commit this. And otherwise, if you don't do this, then I'm going to imprison you, put you behind bars. And she threatened him. And at that time, in that situation, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he replied, he said, Ma'azallah, that I cannot do this. I seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, he was put behind bars. He was put behind bars, but then in that musibah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him out. After that imtihan, the test ended, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him out. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him out, all of us know that story, right? The ruler, he realized that the mistake was not Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He was not to be blamed, but rather it was the mistake, it was the sin of my own wife. She is at fault. So he called him Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam and said that, Innakal yawma ladayna makinun amin, that from now on, today onwards, you will have a very noble, muazzez, honorable rank with me. You are amin, you are trustworthy, and ij'alni ala khaza'in al-ard. Right? And as a result, he was able to get all the khazana, all the treasures of that land of Egypt were given into the hands of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So you see, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and saved himself from that ma'asiyah, from that sin. In return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembered him, took him out of that musibah and elevated him, gave him such a rank that lifted him up from a place where he had no standing, where he was a ghulam, a servant, not even a servant, a slave, and then brought him up in rank and made him the finance minister, the treasurer, and all the treasurers of that land were placed inside of his hand. Without any opposition, he had no wealth on his own, no people to support him, no family, no brothers, none of the worldly causes, without any asbab. Just because he saved himself from that sin, he remembered Allah at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensated, gave a badla, and gave him this shahi, this kingdom, right? So, fazkuruni azkurkum, that when you remember me at the time of saving yourself from sin, then when you are in some musibah, I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remember you. Second last, number 5, is fazkuruni, that, O my servant, if you remember me in times of ease, in times of happiness, in times of joy, in times of rahat, then I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remember you in times of difficulty, in times of zihmat, in times when things are not going fine for you. Yani, if you remember me during moments of happiness, then I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remember you during moments of sadness. When you have moments of sadness and grief, I will remember you. There was this woman from Bani Israel who was passing through a jungle, and she had a baby with her, and she came across an area where there was a wolf. And when that wolf tried to attack her, she became scared. And as a result of that, she dropped her baby on the ground. And the wolf came and picked up that baby and ran away. When the mother, she saw this, that the wolf is carrying my baby in his mouth and moving around and is going away, she, because of being a mother, she screamed again. And she said that, oh, my baby. And as soon as she screamed and she said that, she saw that one person, a young man, came out of nowhere from the middle of the woods. He was wearing white clothing, and he immediately came and stood in front of that wolf. And now when the wolf saw that suddenly, immediately, some stranger is standing in front of him, that wolf also became scared. And he opened his mouth and dropped the baby and then ran away. So this young man, then he picked up that baby and gave it to that mother. And the mother, she asked, who are you? You saved the life of my son. And he replied that I am an angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me to help you, to assist you. And what happened was that once you were in your home and you were eating some food, and right at that time, there was a knock on the door. Some sa'il, some beggar came, and you had the roti in your mouth. You had the roti in your hands and were about to eat it, but you put that roti down. You put that roti down and you thought that this person is asking in the name of Allah, I cannot return this person empty handed. So you took down the lukma from your mouth, that morsel from your mouth, and you gave that to the beggar. And today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took down that lukma of that wolf, which was your son. And Allah ta'ala returned that lukma to you, returned that baby to you. So this is the fifth way that when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember that person in times of difficulty and sadness. And the sixth and the last meaning is fazkuruni azkurkum. That fazkuruni, O my servant, if you remember me with remorse and regret in your heart, with ma'zarat, then I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will remember you with maghfirah. Yani, when a person does any sin and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they feel that remorse and they feel shame before Allah. And in that shame, they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah, I'm sorry, I did this. I apologize. I did this act. And I feel that guilt and sting, and I feel that remorse and regret in my heart. When they remember Allah like that, Allah says, azkurukum, I'm going to remember you, but I'm going to remember you by granting you my maghfirah, by forgiving you for that sin. So when a person turns to Allah and asks forgiveness for their sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins of that person. That's one meaning of this ayah. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, he was inside the belly of a whale. In fact, he was inside three darknesses. There was the dark night, there was the night of the ocean, the blackness of the ocean, and then the blackness of the belly of that whale. And from within three darknesses, he called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illa, he made tasbih of Allah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. And when he made this tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this tasbih is so beloved to Allah ta'ala. Everything is making tasbih. Allah says in Quran that everything is making tasbih of Allah. You're not able to recognize this tasbih. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُ. So everything, right? The stars, the grains, the sand, everything is making tasbih. This is so beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And when he made this tasbih, he said, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He remembered Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with ma'zara. He sought forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. As a result, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gave him najat, gave him salvation from that belly of that whale. And he came out of that belly onto the shore. And then in Quran, Allah mentioned something about this incident. That had you not been, if you hadn't made that tasbih, if you didn't make that tasbih inside that belly of that whale, then lalabatha fi batnihi ila yawmi yub'athun. Then you would have been in that belly for until Qiyamah. So we understand that sometimes when we are stuck inside the belly, we should try to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek forgiveness from our sins. A lot of times it happens that we are stuck in the belly of our house, stuck in the belly of our shop, stuck in the belly of our office, right? Sometimes a person is stuck in the belly of some other relationship, unlawful relationship. That's also like a belly, right? Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam was stuck in the belly of a whale and he made tasbih and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted it, gave him exit from that belly. So if the message is that if we are also stuck in this dunya, in the belly of something, whether it's the belly of our shop or office or some other unlawful relationship, how can we come out of that belly? The way to come out of that belly is to make istighfar and tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam. And Allah is saying that labisa fi batni, that had you not made that tasbih, you would be inside that belly ila yawmi yub'asun, until Qiyamah. So if you want an exit from that difficulty, then we should also become people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through forgiveness and through making tasbih. So in summary, fadhkuruni adhkurkum. That whoever becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes for that person. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Whoever hands himself over to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hands his special rahmah and mercy to that individual. So the summary then is that if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this farsh, on this earth, Allah will remember us on the arsh. If we remember Allah through ita'at, and we should do ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make other makhluk muti. They will obey us. If we give izzat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give izzat to our name. If we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of happiness, in joy, Allah will remember us in times of grief and sadness. And if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times when we made some mistake, with ma'zara, with remorse, we ask forgiveness from Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to remember us with showering us with his maghfirah, with his mercy, with his forgiveness. If we remember Allah ta'ala on our beds today, Allah will remember us tomorrow when we are inside the grave. Two words, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a deep and a beautiful message. That if you do this, then Allah will also do this. That if you have muhabbat for me, then I'm going to have muhabbat for you. That if you will try to win over me, I will try to win you over. If you will do ibadah for me, I will accept your ibadah. When you will raise hands and make dua to me, I will fill your hands, I will fill your life with whatever you're asking. when you come to me on the day of judgment with the gift of Iman, I'm going to come to you and give you the gift of my Didar. Right? I'm going to bless you with my vision on that day. Fazkuruni azkurukum. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to remember Allah all the time in all of these different ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us this tawfiq that we can remember Him more and more in our heart with our tongue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the haqiqah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the reality of living such a life where we can do amal on this fadhkuruni, that we can remember Him so that we can also become the recipients of adhkurukum, that we become the object of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And truly that person who can make himself such that they can become the object of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person truly will have succeeded. So make dua to Allah ta'ala that may Allah ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to do amal on this ayat of the Quran. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah, we'll make dua. Subhana rabbil al wahhab, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Ya Allah, Ya Rabbi Kareem, hum aapke aajiz miskeen se bande hain, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamari khataon ko dargozar farma, hamare aibon ki pardaposhi farma. Allah, جو گناہ یاد ہیں ان کو معاف فرما, جو کر کے بھول گئے ان کو معاف فرما. اللہ, جو اکیلے کیے ان کو معاف فرما, جو محفلوں میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما. اللہ, جو گناہ راتوں میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما, جو دن میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما. اللہ, جو گناہ ہم نے اپنے دل میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما, اپنے ارادوں میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما, اپنی سوچ میں کیے ان کو معاف فرما. یا رب کریم, گناہوں کی ذلت کو دور فرما, گناہوں کی سختی کو دور فرما, گناہوں کی وجہ سے دل پہ جو ظلمت ہے اس کو دور فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمارے دلوں کو نرما دیجئے, ہمارے دلوں کو ذاکر بنا دیجئے. اللہ, ہمارے دلوں میں اپنی محبت پیدا فرما, اپنے عشق کی آتش ہمارے سینوں میں پیدا فرما. ہمارے انگ انگ سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما, روئے روئے سے اپنے ذکر کو جاری فرما, ہڈی ہڈی بوٹی بوٹی اپنی یاد نصیب فرما. ہماری نگاہوں کو پاک فرما, ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما, ہمارے سینوں کو اپنی محبت سے لبریز فرما. یا رب کریم, ہمارے دل کو قلب سلیم بنا, قلب منیب بنا, قلب ذاکر بنا. اللہ, ذکر کا نور نصیب فرما, ذکر کا استحضار نصیب فرما. اللہ, ہر طریقے سے آپ کو یاد کرنے والا بنا. اللہ, ذکر کو اتنا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما کہ ہر دم ہر لمحے آپ کو یاد کر رہے ہوں. اللہ, ہمارے انگ انگ کو ذاکر بنا دیجئے. یا رب کریم, ہمیں ذاکرین بندوں میں شامل فرما, ان لوگوں میں شامل فرما جو ہر لمحے ہر حال میں آپ کو یاد کرتے ہیں. الذین یذکرون اللہ قیاما وقعودا وعلی جنوبہم, جو کھڑے ہیں, بیٹھے ہیں, لیٹے ہیں, اللہ ہر حال میں آپ کو یاد کرتے ہیں. ہمیں بھی اللہ ان لوگوں میں شامل فرما دیجئے. اللہ, ان لوگوں میں شامل فرما دیجئے کہ دنیا کی کوئی چیز بھی ان کو آپ کی یاد سے غافل نہیں کر سکتی. رجال اللہ تلہیہم تجارت ولا بیع عن ذکر اللہ, کہ کوئی بھی تجارت ہو, اللہ معاملہ ہو, لین دین ہو, اللہ آپ کی یاد سے ان کو غافل نہیں کر سکتے. اللہ, ہمیں بھی وہی ذکر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. ذکر کو اس نقطے تک پہنچانے کی توفیق عطا فرما کہ آپ کو بھولنا چاہیں بھی تو بھول نہ سکیں، آپ کو بھلانا چاہیں بھی تو بھلا نہ سکیں۔ یا رب کریم، یا اللہ، اپنی رحمت کے ساتھ ہماری ان دعاؤں کو قبول فرما۔ اللہ ہمیں بھی تقوی والی، طہارت والی، تزکیہ والی زندگی نصیب فرما۔ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اللہ جو ناجائز محبت ہے ان کو دور فرما، جو ناجائز خیالات ہیں ان کو دور فرما، اللہ جو میل ہے اس کو دور فرما۔ اللہ ہمارے دلوں کی اصلاح فرما، ہمارے نفس کی اصلاح فرما، اللہ ہمارے نفس کا تزکیہ فرما۔ اللہ ہمارے دلوں کے اندر جو ایمان ہے، اللہ اس ایمان کو مکمل بنا۔ اللہ اس ایمان کے اندر شک اور شبہات کو دور فرما۔ اس ایمان کے اندر جو بھی جس قسم کی بھی کمزوری ہے، اللہ اس کمزوری کو ختم فرما۔ ہمیں قوی مؤمن بنا۔ ہمیں اللہ علم الیقین عطا فرما، عین الیقین، حق الیقین نصیب فرما۔ اللہ دل میں ایمان کے معاملے میں مضبوط اور عظمت بنا، قوی بنا اور اقوا بنا۔ اللہ ہمیں کامل مکمل ایمان نصیب فرما، ایک ایمانی احسانی زندگی نصیب فرما، قرآنی سنت نبوی زندگی نصیب فرما۔ یا رب کریم، ہمارے دلوں میں شرح صدر عطا فرما، قرآن اور ایمان کے بارے میں ایک ایک چیز کے بارے میں شرح صدر عطا فرما۔ اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو کھول دیجئے، اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو ایمان کے نور کے لیے کھول دیجئے، قرآن کے نور کے لیے کھول دیجئے۔ اللہ ہمارے سینوں کو اللہ دین کے نور کے لیے کھول دیجئے، ہمارے سینوں کو منور فرما دیجئے۔ اللہ اپنی تجلیات کو ہمارے دلوں کے اندر اتار دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم، یا اللہ، اپنی تجلیات سے ہمارے دلوں کو صاف فرما دیجئے، اپنی عظمت کی تجلیات ہمیں عطا فرما۔ اللہ اپنی عظمت ہمیں دل کے اندر عطا فرما۔ اللہ عظمت کی وجہ سے اللہ ہمیں خوشنودی نصیب فرما، اللہ عاجزی نصیب فرما۔ یا رب کریم، اپنی محبت کی تجلی ہمارے دلوں پہ عطا فرما۔ یا رب کریم، اپنی جتنی بھی اسماء و صفات کی تجلیات ہیں، اللہ ہمیں بھی اپنے دلوں پہ نصیب فرما۔ اللہ ہمیں بھی تخلق و بے اخلاق اللہ پہ عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما۔ اللہ آپ کے اخلاق کے اندر اپنے آپ کو رنگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں اپنے رنگ میں رنگ دیجئے، صبغت اللہ۔ اللہ آپ کا جو رنگ ہے اللہ، وہ بہترین رنگ ہے۔ اللہ ہماری پوری زندگی کو اپنے رنگ میں رنگ دیجئے، ہمارے سر کے بالوں سے لے کے پیر کے ناخنوں تک اللہ ہمیں اپنے رنگ میں رنگ دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں سنت کا اتباع کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، اللہ سنتوں سے محبت کرنے والا بنا دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم، رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما۔ اللہ بھاگ بھاگ کے عبادت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما، عبادت کر کر کے تھکنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، تھک تھک کے پھر عبادت کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما۔ اللہ اس عبادت پہ شکر ادا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما، اپنے شاکرین بندوں میں شامل فرما، صابرین بندوں میں شامل فرما، ذاکرین بندوں میں شامل فرما، توابین بندوں میں شامل فرما، اپنے متطہرین بندوں میں شامل فرما، اللہ متقین اور محسنین بندوں میں شامل فرما۔ اللہ جتنی بھی صفات مؤمنانہ ہیں، جتنے بھی قرب کے مقامات ہیں، اللہ ہمیں بھی تمام کے تمام عطا فرما دیجئے۔ اللہ اپنی رحمتوں والا معاملہ فرما دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم، رمضان المبارک کا آخری عشرہ شروع ہو چکا ہے، اللہ اب چند دن رہ گئے ہیں۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں اس مہینے کی قدر کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ جو راتیں اور دن رہ گئی ہیں، اللہ ان کو قیمتی بنانے کی توفیق نصیب فرما۔ اللہ ایسا نہ ہو کہ رمضان کا مہینہ گزر جائے اور پھر بعد میں ہمیں افسوس ہو کہ تھوڑی اور ہم محنت کر لیتے، کچھ اور ہم مانگ لیتے، تھوڑا اور آپ کو منا لیتے۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں اس افسوس سے ہماری حفاظت فرما۔ آج ہمیں محنت کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، آج ہمیں قدر کرنے والا بنا دیجئے، آج ہمیں ندامت والا بنا دیجئے، آج ہمیں کچھ مانگنے والا بنا دیجئے، اللہ آج ہمیں کچھ منوانے والا بنا دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم، یا اللہ، آپ کو منانے کے لیے آئے ہیں۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں اپنی رضا اور لقاء نصیب فرما دیجئے۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں اپنی محبت، اپنی معیت عطا فرما، محبت کے اندر شدت نصیب فرما، معرفت کے اندر کمال عطا فرما، اپنی معیت کا ہر دم استحضار عطا فرما۔ یا رب کریم، ہمیں بھی دین دنیا کی تمام خیریں اور برکتیں نصیب فرما، عافیت نصیب فرما۔ اللہ، فیصلوں کے دن ہیں۔ اللہ، آپ کے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا ہے کہ 27 رمضان تک فیصلے ہوتے چلے جاتے ہیں، اور اس کے بعد پھر آپ لسٹ فرشتوں کے حوالے کر دیتے ہیں۔ اللہ، ابھی تو فیصلوں کے دن ہیں، فیصلوں کی راتیں ہیں۔ अल्लाह हमें अच्छे फैसले अपने हक़ में कराने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, रहमत के फैसले अपने हक़ में कराने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा, मगफ़रत के फैसले अपने हक़ में कराने की तौफीक नसीब फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह रहमतों वाला मामला फरमा हमारे साथ, या अल्लाह दरगुजर का मामला फरमा। अल्लाहुम्मा इन्नका अफूवुन करीमुन तुहिब्बुल अफ्फा फाफ़ु अन्ना। अल्लाह आप करीम भी हैं, आप माफ़ करने वाले भी हैं, आपको माफ़ी पसंद है। अल्लाह अपना पसंदीदा अमल माफ़ करने वाला अल्लाह हम पे लगा दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें माफ़ फरमा दीजिए, हमें अपनी रहमतें अता फरमा दीजिए, अपनी रज़ा और लिका वाली ज़िंदगी नसीब फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह जैसा आप हमें देखना चाहते हैं वैसा बनने का इरादा हम कर देते हैं, अल्लाह वैसा बनने की नीयत लेके आए हैं। अल्लाह हमारी इस नीयत को कबूल फरमा लीजिए और हमारे हक में फ़ैसला फरमा दीजिए, खैर वाला फ़ैसला फरमा दीजिए, हमें अपने लिए कबूल कर लीजिए। अल्लाह आइंदा जो जो 9-10 दिन रह गए हैं, या रब्बे करीम हमें कबूलियत नसीब फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह अपनी बारगाह में अपने दर पे कबूलियत नसीब फरमा लीजिए। या रब्बे करीम अपने आप को आपके सामने पेश करते हैं, अल्लाह पेश करना तो हमारा अमल है, अल्लाह कबूल करना तो आपका अमल है। अल्लाह हमने अपना अमल पेश किया, आप अपना अमल फरमा दीजिए, हमें कबूल कर लीजिए, हमें अपना बना लीजिए, अपने दीन के लिए कबूल फरमा, अपने लिए कबूल फरमा, अपने दीन की खिदमत के लिए कबूल फरमा, दीन की इहया के लिए कबूल फरमा, दीन की तजदीद के लिए कबूल फरमा। या रब्बे करीम, या अल्लाह आपके लाखों करोड़ों अरबों खरबों बंदे हैं, अल्लाह हमारा तो आपके सिवा और कोई नहीं। अल्लाह आप हमारे अखलौते रब हैं, अखलौते परवरदगार हैं। अल्लाह रहमत वाली मामला फरमा दीजिए, अल्लाह हमें अपनी मोहब्बत महबूबियत के रास्ते पे चला दीजिए। अल्लाह हम खुद अगर ना चल सकें, अगर हम कमज़ोर हैं, अल्लाह तो आप अपनी कुव्वत से हमें कवी बना दीजिए। अल्लाह हमें अपनी कुव्वत से हमें अपनी तरफ खींच लीजिए, अल्लाह अपने मुकर्रबून बंदों में शामिल फरमा लीजिए, अल्लाह अपना कुर्ब खुद ही अता फरमा दीजिए। या रब्बे करीम रहमतों वाला मामला फरमा, हमारी इन दुआओं को अपनी रहमतों से कबूल फरमा। अल्लाह मांगने का तरीका भी अता फरमा, मांगने का सलीका भी नसीब फरमा, और पूरी ज़िंदगी अल्लाह अपने मांगने वालों में शामिल फरमा, हमेशा अपने दर से ही नसीब फरमा। अल्लाह आपके प्यारे महबूब सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने फरमा दिया कि जो चाहिए इसी दर से मिलेगा, और ये भी बता दिया कि इस दर के अलावा और कोई दूसरा दर नहीं। अल्लाह अम्बिया भी इसी दर से मांगते थे, अम्बिया भी आप ही से मांगते थे, औलिया भी आप ही से मांगते थे, सहाबा भी आप ही से मांगते थे, अल्लाह हमारे वालदेन भी आप ही से मांगते थे, अल्लाह हम भी आप ही से मांगते हैं। या रब्बे करीम रहमतों वाला मामला फरमा दीजिए, हमेशा अपने दर से अता फरमा दीजिए। अल्लाह अपनी रहमत की ठंडी छाँव नसीब फरमा, कदम कदम पे अपनी पुश्त पनाही नसीब फरमा, अपना सहारा अता फरमा। अल्लाह हमारी इन दुआओं को अपनी रहमतों से कबूल फरमा, बिन मांगे अता फरमा। अल्लाह जो मांगना चाहिए था नहीं मांग सके वो भी नसीब फरमा। रब्बना तकब्बल मिन्ना इन्नका अंतस समीउल अलीम, व तुब अलैना इन्नका अंतत तव्वाबुर रहीम। व सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला हबीबिही خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.